Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and this is the Storyteller forecast for Taurus for March 2013. So if Taurus is your sun sign or Taurus is your rising sign, then this is for you. This is the second version I'm recording for the Taurus March horoscope. In the first version, I got very carried away with a new offering I have that I'm so excited about that it dominated a lot of the horoscopes because I got sidetracked with it. So I will talk a little bit about my subliminal audios, which are fantastic, inexpensive, effective ways to improve your experience while you're even doing other things. You can listen to them. But I am going to stay focused. So you can check those out on the link below this video. But I'm going to stay focused on the Taurus horoscope. And then I'll go back and mention a little bit more about those after. There's a tremendous concentration of energy for Taurus in the 11th and 12th houses this month of March. The 11th house is highlighted with Mercury being in retrograde, the Sun being there for the beginning of the month, Venus being there for most of the month, and some longer-term planets are there as well. The more planets there are in a house, the more lines of energy there are for experience. So with every planet that's there, there's potentials for experiences within that field of experience. So when there's a heavy concentration of planets in a house, then it's highlighted in multiple different ways. Since Venus is there, Venus rules love and money, so it's possible that if you are single, someone could introduce you, a friend, because 11th house is the house of friends, a friend could introduce you to somebody. If it's somebody that you already know, that they've mentioned before, then that is more supportive to, a positive long-term relationship. If a friend wants to make an introduction in Mercury retrograde of someone that you don't know, you've never heard of, they've never mentioned, then maybe wait until April because that's just the nature of the energies that are going on then. But the 11th house is also the house of social media, networking, social groups, friends. So a lot of Taurus Sun and Rising will have old friends come back in their lives either permanently or temporarily with this retrograde transit. So hopefully that will be a good thing. There's also a tremendous concentration of energy in the 12th house, which is the house of dreams, meditation, and psychic work. It's the cosmic soup where there's no lines between things, where everything is one. So your dream time could become more active. And your connectedness to things beyond this realm could become more active as well. At the end of March, there are quite a few aspects that could be considered challenging. I don't like to think of negative aspects as being negative. I see the more challenging something is, the more a raw fuel cell for propelling forward movement. So there's going to be multiple aspects all throughout the month, but especially at the end of the month. Venus is going to square Pluto, so that's going to happen in your 12th house of dreams and your 9th house. In any case, dream time may be very much activated. You might have bad dreams, dreams of fear, fear-based dreams that you wake up and you're like, wow, I really hope that doesn't happen. And for many of you, they won't be necessarily predictive. Specifically, but they could be showing you energies that you have unresolved within yourself, that if you don't rectify them, then the outcome could happen. So doing anything with dream work and unconscious work, clearing out unconscious belief systems, deep healing work is really, really a great idea in March. And you'll have motivation to do that work with the way these aspects might show up. Mars is going to make a conjunction to Uranus, and this is going to happen at the end of the month, and just because something happens, an aspect happens on a certain day, doesn't mean you always just feel it on that day. That's why I'm always hesitant to give out certain days, because days before or days after, you can feel very strongly an aspect that's happening different than the day it happens. So the general towards the end of the month where these things are happening is how I'd like to focus it. But when Mars and Uranus combine, especially in your 12th house, you could be very, very, very supercharged for brilliant insights. Now, you're more likely to be able to capture, recognize, and use these insights if you can ground the energy. Mars and Uranus together, not very stable energy, and it can be combusted, and it can be make you very anxious and very nervous and wired and not be able to sleep. But if you can walk barefoot on the earth, either on the sand or on the grass or in the dirt, if this helps to ground, literally, we are electromagnetic fields. And when you ground that energy, it helps to quiet the mind and make you become more receptive to the insights that could come in. So be thinking about that. I think that walking barefoot on the earth is a really good idea to ground all energies and help you to clear your energy field. We learn from an early age that you eat and then you go to the bathroom and the garbage gets full and then you're supposed to take the garbage out. And this is the way things go. We're not really taught that your energetic field is like a magnet and is receptive and spongy. So you walk around and you pick up things from other people. And this might be, an awareness of this might be very important for anybody, but especially for Taurus energies right now, the awareness of how other energies are connecting with your own and creating your own experiences from them is the really good topics for you to be looking into right now. And one of the best ways I know that's free to clear out your energy field every day is to walk barefoot on the earth or stand barefoot in the earth, consciously feeling the earth like a vacuum, sucking the energy out of your field. After every client consult that I do, after any interaction that I have that's supercharged with somebody, either they're upset or anything that carries my connecting with someone else's energy very strongly, I put my bare feet and hands in the earth. And I feel that tiredness that comes from the taking on of other people's energy, I feel it drift away in a couple of minutes often. So think about that. This is a really good time to focus on those type of things and to get your energetic IQ up. Most of us have a very low energetic IQ, and the energetic realms are where a lot of the sources of the conflict that we have in the more tangible realms. Really good time for Taurus energy to focus on that. I can't see everything in your chart. I would like very much to. There are so many things I can see that can be helpful. I do astrologically based empowerment consulting. It's true that I have been known to see the future, and I do intuitive work, and intuition is at a base, you know, is at the base for all of the things I do. But I'm not calling myself a psychic, and I don't want to do that work. If you have a question as to what's going to happen, then I have people I can refer to you to. What I like to help you with is asking different questions. Ask the question, how did you get yourself in a situation where you have to ask about what's going to happen to your relationship? Why are you uncertain inside? Why do you have a pattern of relationship that's difficult and not fulfilling, where it makes you have to wonder? Why are you a magnet for partners that make you ask questions about what's going to happen as if your well-being is dependent on what they do? Those are the questions I can help you answer the best. So check out my empowerment consulting package that includes an hour session with me where I check out your chart, let you know about things that are coming up and how it can be affecting you and what you can best use the energy for to empower yourself. I'll put together a power list for you specifically based on your wiring, which I can see your brain wiring in your chart. And it also includes a 5-pack of my subliminals, which can help you remap your brain and your experience. So I hope you have a wonderful March. Take good care.